This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a 10th birthday celebration of my favourite neo-psych album, Psychic Ill's Inner Journey Out. Then, a powerful new single from Ty Segall, tracks from Portland indie rockers The Minus Five, and a song from the hidden gem, Jackal Onassis.
Episode 242 of A Sonic Youth.
opening up was Psychic Ills with I Don't Mind from their now 10-year-old record Inner Journey Out. Psychic Ills was formed in the early 2000s by Trez Warren and Elizabeth Hart after they met at the University of Texas. After some early singles and EPs, they released their debut full-length Dins in 2016. That was followed in 2009 by Mirror Eye. 2011's Haze Dream was the first album that, to me, made Psychic Ills the greatest neo-psych band. Theirs is an Americana-tinged psychedelia, led by Trez Warren's distinctive vocals, twangy guitar hooks, and the secret recipe to a great neo-psych song that is synths buried down in the mix. The sound is arguably best heard on their next album, 2013's One Track Mind. This record features their best songs, like the swaggering Might Take a While, the super hazed out FBI, and the reverb-drenched Dropout, among many others. However, the 2016 record Inner Journey Out is the better full album experience, in my opinion. A one-hour hazy journey, which floats between more coherent alt-rock and mantra-like deep psych. We start with the acoustic Back to You, before going into the two most pop-forward tracks, Another Change and I Don't Mind, the latter benefiting greatly from the smoky vocals of guest star Hope Sandoval. The album descends from there into the psychedelic. Hazel Green sounds like it was recorded underwater, in the best way. Ra Wah Wah is effectively 9 minutes of the same shimmering riff, but again, in the best way. It's a great full album experience if this kind of sound is your thing. Sadly, this is the last Psychic Ills record. In early 2020, Trez Warren unexpectedly passed away at 41. So, in tribute to Trez and the now 10-year-old masterpiece Inner Journey Out, here's, in my opinion, the album's best song, Baby.
Baby, you're so good to me.
is A Sonic Youth, and that was Psychic Ill's Baby. Next, we turn up the noise a bit with the new single from modern garage rock legend Ty Segall. This new track, Black Paint, is the first single from the next Segall album. It's called Chrome and will drop in late August. This new track is typical of the powerful sound the Californian rocker has been releasing for almost two decades. So here's 2 minutes of punk from Ty Segall. There's no word for my true love. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Ty Segall with the newly released Black Paint. Sticking with the full noise indie rock, this next track is from the brilliantly named Jackal Onassis. The band was formed in 2014 by Alex Malini and Jordan Blakely. They'd both played in several bands in LA and New York City, including Stove, which they played in together. They bonded over their love of fuzzed out, loud alt rock and bands like My Bloody Valentine. After months of online discussion, Malini moved to New York, and Jackal Onassis was formed, named after a character in the TV show Party Down. Their one and only album, Big Deal Party, was released in June 2016. Here's the leading track, Runty Little Puppy. This track has a Lou Barlow and Sebadoh-sounding heavy metal bassline. And like many bands, including Wednesday, who did it to great effect when I saw them live last week, they use guitar feedback squeal really well in this song. We'll be right back. is A Sonic Youth, and that was the short-lived Jekyll Onassis with Runty Little Puppy. Next up, a track I've been really digging the past month from The Minus Five. They were formed in Portland, Oregon by Scott McCaughey in 1993 as a side project to his band, The Young Fresh Fellows. REM's Peter Buck has also been an off-again, on-again member of the band, along with a list of other collaborators, including Dave Depper and Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, Jeff Tweedy and Glenn Koch of Wilco, and Steve Wynn, who led the Dream Syndicate. The Minus Five have released 16 records since their 1995 debut. Here's the track I was talking about, from their latest album, released just over a year ago. From Or On Penelope, here's an excellent piece of jangly indie meets garage rock called Let the Rope Hold Cassie Lee. That was The Minus Five with Let the Rope Hold Cassie Lee. Another real highlight from the extensive Minus Five discography is 2023's Cooling Cortez. This is a Neil Young tribute album, consisting both of Neil Young covers and songs McCaughey wrote about the life and work of Neil Young. Here's a cover of one of Neil's most iconic tracks, Pocahontas.
Sky at night, paddle
That was The Minus Five, covering an iconic track from Neil Young's Rust Never Sleeps. Finally this week, another piece of beautiful neo-psych from the Psychic Ill's Inner Journey Out. This is All Alone. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.